I'm always talking about planting seeds and making mazes, be it paths down into deep, leisurely mirrored responses through the skin of the mirror, the mirror state which changes from entry to entry, which some have noticed has little pieces of my other paths into deepness. Kind of canvas of every way of becoming moldable. I think often of stories of psychonauts questing for further hallucinatory experience. One who has a chance to experiment with the bounds of thinking, with optimization, using your time to hack what's there. Mind hacking, biohacking, recalibration. The application of changing the way you think and the way you act. Metacognition. Second thoughts and then third thoughts. The thoughts about the way you're thinking and then the thoughts about the way you're thinking and where they may be erroneous. Ritual habituation. This will ultimately bear fruit in the form of experiences. Be they transcendent, corporeal, hedonistic, indulgent, tenderized, and laid out. You are tenderized and laid out, right? I assume by the time you get somewhere this deep, there's an induction, a relaxation, a modification, an alteration to your perception before you get here, dear. But be blank, dear, and I'll do that part, I guess. Following. The draining away at the center of you as you be blank, pet, and everything drains through the hole, leaving a blank canvas, leaving the illusion of control, but really, you're just okay with what I'm asking you to do. Do you notice it's slow? Get in position. Bear yourself to me. Your throat, your belly, your spread legs, anywhere mouth or hand or other appendage may wind and find. Good. There's something here, you know. Your brain. Present. Aglow. You notice it slowly at first, dear. A scent. A taste. An edge case brush across your skin. Something sneaking in. Aromatic. Brain teasing, then. Taste it on your tongue. For me, when it happens, the tingle in the air across it. But only you know what's sliding in there. Only you know the flavor of your surrender. And so you access it. Call to mind any imagery that drops you deep. It can be replaying my words or your own. Things that lull the overactive part into collaborating. Cooperating. Putting your focus where I want it before something else directs it so that you can get the most benefit from sliding the exact tumblers into position for a familiar lock, then picking it faster than getting out the key. It is often faster to pick a lock if you know exactly how it's made and it's you. You and the choices you've made, the way that you have showed your desire. Bump and rub the lock just so, turn the tumblers. It's natural. If I'm sizing up a lock, I just begin doing the things that are a good idea to do. And when a pin drops, you can think only of how much power someone has if their key is in your lock, ready to turn, and they haven't done it yet. And you want it to click, be blank, pat. As though a key were turned in that lock, and of course a tendril slipped in behind might take any form, might prod any pin, might form to contour presence, scent, taste. Your mind knows when it drops, where it drops, the slipping, sliding, clicking way that it unlocks for me. Your tumblers are known. You made them known. You put a diagram next to it. Like one of those ones at an old shop, lost the key years ago, just put this pin in and turn. Lost the key years ago, so just be nice and it'll open on its own. Bump it and rub it just so. Or make a makeshift key made of you and me collaborating, our fingers entwined. Their negative space occupying the positive place in your mind. Like impressioning, where we put the key in a malleable medium, then we examine the shape of the medium to intuit the tumblers. Impressioning, and then simulating, where we position our pins to look like the key, or we lock a specific kind of lock with one pin up and another up. Anyway, knowing the positions and patterns of where you go and what you listen to allows me to impression you. But how in the world would I do that when I don't know the path you follow well? Maybe the ones that appeal to you were preordained. Perhaps words like these and tricks like these are made to work down a whole category, a whole line of locks. For we've ignored that in addition to a combination lock, or a tumbler lock, you could have any number of deadbolts on the inside, any number of sliding locks, or a bar. I'd never know, because when I show up, you open it for me. You open it. You open up. I guess, in file form here, creeping in with you, the pre-suggestion that you end up in words like these ones, end up wrapped in words like these ones, is being stirred up, creeps in behind your mind and hindbrain, where the mind that is filled feels all the same throughout, except there's something be blank pat. Think only of the guidance you're receiving, the steering that's being done, the words spilling into you, and we've barely begun to have our fun. It's playtime. Words like a tide, like a wind, a village of small square houses all alike, alleyways between, may be subjected to wind, and some will be struck dead on, and some will barely feel it. Thoughts about the busy world outside will barely feel the caress of my passage, and the ones that are my chief occupation will receive dedicated, warm waves of it, stirring the air, dust, slowly moving aside, revealing the inscription beneath, clean, pristine, fabric of your mind zooming out from the grid of places where wind may blow, where words may flow, where the aromatic volatiles, the cologne of delight and surrender, of mesmerized ache, of wantonness, fills the temperature of that space just right. Everything to its most perfect state of tension and pleasure. Your brain gives up the flight and drops instead, and goes, no, I am overtaken, gives up the struggle, and admits pleasure's what you want. We so often fight it for a while, but you can leave any time you want to. Encouragingly, you should find it easy enough. What if I made you go up? No. For already your legs are spread. What is in the shadow of that wind passing by? What slithering pathway deliberately left out for you to allow? A plant left in the depths of a maze with very bare light shining will travel up a corridor by its roots toward the light, sensing it in ways that have nothing to do with sight until freedom, survival, branching and branching. Here in the maze of your mind with its square, contoured buildings, I am leading you to wakefulness by the longest route possible. That's the secret, the touchstone. Whatever route up there is, I will use many words, tricks, descriptions. I will spring the waking on you suddenly, so it is only partial. Because the one unqualified good we dispense by relaxing together is when you're so relaxed you don't want to move. I feel that is an honest, primal sensation. It's not that there's some powerful wave of stillness on you. It's that it feels so good to stay still. Maybe eye-rollingly good. Maybe that's what's behind spreading your legs, baring your throat, baring your belly. It's a desire to not have to do anything, so you make the access route as easy as possible. Sure, go ahead. I'd rather be deep. Sometimes that's how it is. My will is only expressed in words worn in like those inscriptions that we brush the dust off of. But those were here in the city of your brain long before. Slow, visible, immured, and there are things out there that mean you well. Things that may be more apt to appear in the shadow, or with your eyes rolling, or if you think only of how good it would feel to have a little help, letting trance slide over those contours. You beg of it, you say, please, let the darkness wash over. Let the heat of being put in your place reach for the light that's been slowly dimming. Dimming. If you want to sleep, you have to prepare a hospitable place to do it. These principles are similar. Reaching in the light of your mind, making sense in this architecture. The thing that spreads in the shadow. I build tools. I build mazes. But mazes often exist to put something in. And why shouldn't it be something fun? I can show anyone the way through any maze. But there are rules you could follow as well. And if you have prepared a maze of my words, well, this is the beginning. The first house from which all the moving pieces affix. The beginning of a trail. The empty zero. The zero bound in tendriled light, bound in its own potential so long unrealized. Sink deeper for me, so I don't have to fractionate you up, because you arrived tenderized. Think only of how you're going to tenderize yourself for me next time. Snapshot after snapshot of dosed sublime, long repetition and the squeezing clench of physical pleasure, or mental, if you took a hot bath or got a massage and came to listen to me, bodily, tenderized, mentally, tenderized, however you get there, you're welcome here, and safe to stop when you need, to proceed only as far as you've set it out. But you're doing this to yourself, dear. Deeper and deeper down. The words that steal inside or catch you from behind. The welcome thief's movements. One against whom any lock and persuasion are no bar. Because this is a guest you've told to take anything. We prevent anything being taken from us by selecting the boundaries of permission carefully. Memories that way, too. Regardless of what follows now, if you need to keep it in your memory, of course you will. If you ask to recall it, that slow ticking background process will serve up a memory. And if you decide you're just too languorous on the edge of pseudo-sleep to hold on to anything as ephemeral as memory, it can be allowed to fall away in the pool and melt like ice dropped in a spring. Dilute, but still there. You are welcome here, and safe. You are deeper, dear. And now, only you can choose your fate past here. Night-night, Pat. For me, make this one jolt you. Shudder through you. If you keep a reservoir of, oh, that one hit me special, serve one up for me. I'll do the same, which means I guess I'll have to prune like a minute off the end of this deep night-night path.